6 months, that's $225,000. And in order to raise that share, that's listener support share, in order to raise that, we come to you. And that's the only place we can go because you are our listeners. You can give us a call right now, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100, and we are looking for your call. You can also go online, make a donation. I will be checking back online. You can go to WCNO.com, and there you can make a donation. You can share a prayer request, praise report, and we will be checking that as we move along through the day. And every gift is important. Want to encourage those of you that have not given to prayerfully consider being a part of Gideon's Army. That is what we call here basically a dollar a day. And that simply means that this station is touching your heart and you are praying for this ministry. You're praying for the team here. You're praying for the provision. And you are standing with us in faith. You believe that God has raised us up for a time such as this. And what an important time in our nation. When our nation is at war, we have evil that is shooting missiles at Israel and missiles at our people and missiles at the neighbors. And we have a world that is erupting because of sin, because of evil. And so it is an important time that the Word of God continue to go out, and your gift and your support makes that possible. And we are a 501c3, a tax-exempt organization, and that simply means we will be giving you a receipt that you can use with your taxes if you are doing taxes in such a way that you're able to take deductions. I know with the higher numbers, some people are not able to take all the deductions that you used to take. But listen, if there were no deductions, would you still give to God? I would. I mean, if your tithe, if there were no credits, if no one knew about it, would you still want to give to God? I would. And we actually do. And so WCNO is one of those areas. We're not your local church, so we're not asking for your tithe. But we would ask that you would help spread the gospel and encourage the church. And that would be through your offerings. And so bring those offerings in today. Be a blessing. Join hands with us. Be a partner with the Higgins family. I know Jimmy and Crystal love God, and they love to see the message of Jesus Christ go out. Their family established a relationship with WCNO a lot of years ago. For many years, they have been foundational givers every prayer and share. And we want to thank them. And so your partnership today is really important. Who will come alongside of them? We have $2,945. Somebody can certainly give the $45. Maybe you can give the $50. Maybe you can give $30 a month, a dollar a day. Maybe you can give $50 a month. Keep in mind that $52 will cover 1 hour of listener share support out of the next 6 months, 1 hour. Now, we have a lot of hours, and so it's got to be all added up. But you could grab 1 hour of that. Some of you could do that every month. You could give $52 a month over the next 6 months, and that would be a great blessing. But for $26, you can cover a one-half hour listener share support. Thank you, caller, for that call that just came in. Phone lines are still open. We have other phone lines that are open, so you can give us a shout. But think about that, $26. Just for a gift, it's close to the $1 a day. $1 a day basically will cover 30 minutes of listener share support. What a great investment into the souls of people who need to be encouraged, need to be strengthened, or just need to come to Christ. And some, I know, of you would say, I really don't feel like I'm the greatest witness. That, let me tell you, when you give to WCNO, you are being a great witness. Well, let's go to a song. We'll be back in just a few moments. And looks like this next song coming up might be one of Vineyard's.
Amen. Amen. We are back. Those phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we want to thank Ramon from Coconut Creek for his one-time pledge of $45. And he's one of the ones that heard the call. He called in make the pledge, and then he's going to he'll call back in later when he can, when he's able to get to his card.
There you go. And that $45 actually was very beneficial because now we're at $2,900. So we have nice, even numbers now. That's what's remaining, $2,900. Thank you so much, Ramon, from Coconut Creek. That sounds like it's south of us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be calling back in a little later this morning. See, this just documents the fact that many times people in the morning are busy and cannot get to a card. You're driving, and so we understand that. But you can call in just like Ramon and make a donation or a pledge by phone, and we will confirm that, or else you can give later whenever you're able to do so.
That's right.
And so we invite your call. And, David, there's some other ways people can give. How is that?
Well, you can also text WCNO to 24365, and that works real well.
Does.
Texting WCNO to 24365. And that's easy to remember because it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are on the air, and I have to add even in leap year. We're not off the air that one extra every four
no,
years.
No, we're going to be here.
We're going to do there. You can also go online to our website, WCNO.com, and there's a button on the homepage that you can donate. Click on that, and you'll get a helpful page to either make a pledge or a donation using a bank card.
There you go. And Susan went online and made a donation. Thank you, Susan, for that donation. And that donation is for $50, so that's going to move us along. So thank you, Susan, for that $50 donation. That's going to bring us to $2,850. So here we are making progress. Ramon helped us out and got us down to $2,900. Susan's going to get it. She's got us down to $2,850. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. And we're looking for our Gideon's Army to call in and confirm you're going to stick with us for another 6 months. If that's what God's putting on your heart, we have some. You might be able to give $100 a month. You might be able to give $200 or $300 a month. And so let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. Maybe it's a $5 a month, and we thank God for all of those $5. And sometimes it's a $5 donation alone, and that's beneficial as well. Wanted to just talk a little bit about receipts. We do have a number of people that will say, please don't send any mail. You're just wasting postage. And we know that that costs money. The cost of postage is up there, and so we do send our mail outs a couple times a year, and we use bulk mail, which cuts the cost considerably. There's a great discount by mailing bulk mail. And so we do that, but we also want to make sure in regards to receipts, if you want a receipt, that we send you a receipt. It's kind of hard to be for sure of that because many people pay by credit card. And if you pay by credit card, you are going to have access to a receipt already. But some still would like to have a mailed receipt or an email receipt. If we have your email address and you indicate, please send me an email receipt, then we at least endeavor to read every one of those notes. So it's once in a while one slips by, but we try to follow your directions with that, and we can send an email receipt. Others might say, well, at the end of the year is when I need to know what my receipts are, really. And we have many people that call in and say, could you please provide me with a donation receipt for the year? And we do that as well. Many of our people do not ask that. They keep their receipts or whatever, or go online. But whatever works best for you, let us know. But we are conscious of the fact that people who are sending in checks most likely are looking for a physical receipt. If you're giving online, we're kind of leaning toward the thought, if you give online with a credit card, most of our family is saying, we don't need a receipt right now. And so that would save us some money in mailing. And so if that's something that works for you, that, of course, knowing you can ask anytime, we'll get a receipt out to you. But if your gifts online are going to provide a receipt, and that's the only receipt you need, maybe up until the end of the year, then there's no reason for us to be sending mail just to clutter your mailbox if you're going to be pitching it in the trash or whatever. And we certainly don't want to waste, what is the mail up to? It's over, what is it, 60, 70 cents?
Oh, it's 70-some, I forget exactly.
70-some cents, yeah. So yeah. It does add up, you know, if you're going to have a few hundred or a few thousand of those to mail out. So, Susan, we want to thank you for your $50. We're going to be adding that in.